This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. After complaints over reckless operation, people can no longer rent e-scooters in Houston during the overnight hours. City Council has now approved a curfew. But News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh reports one council member was hoping to delay the issue.
Councilmember Julian Ramirez says details of the proposal were posted only on Friday, providing insufficient time for public engagement. He called for a delay, but Mayor John Whitmire pushed back.
What's the greater good? You do realize the danger you're putting those Houstonians to and the disruption of our holiday season.
Well, I think that's a false choice, frankly. I think transparency is paramount in government.
It's so transparent.
The regulations represent a walk back from a previously proposed full ban in the central urban core, and they have carve-outs for personal devices used for commuting. Ramirez will hold a committee meeting early next month to gather more public comment. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
Texas Democrats are celebrating a federal court ruling that blocks the state's redrawn congressional map from being used in next year's midterms. The effort was aimed at giving Republicans a five-seat advantage in Congress. State Representative James Tallarico was one of the Democrats who fled the state last summer to try to prevent a vote on the maps. He told today's Hello Houston the ruling wasn't what he expected.
I've, like all of us, just become a little cynical about our court system, and it's become so partisan and so political. But I was pleasantly surprised that these federal judges upheld the law.
Governor Abbott says the state will appeal the decision to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Galveston ISD board meets tonight to look at how it's going to respond to a lawsuit over the district's refusal to display the Ten Commandments in classrooms. State law now requires those displays, but a judge's ruling blocks a law for some school districts. It should be mostly cloudy this evening, overnight low around 69 degrees. Slight chance of rain Thursday, high near 84. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.